Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Zach Azani, the Steelers wide receivers coach, came out this week and said Calvin Austin is wide receiver two. In that clip we just had Donnie play back at Mission Control, is from Jonathan Jones, who is now CBS's big NFL insider. He has taken that job away from Jason LaCanfora, who is now busy tweeting about the U.S. soccer team, the Baltimore Orioles struggles, and political stuff. So he has taken that baton and run with it. And he is saying the Steelers are doing something that I despise of in fantasy football, okay, which is the dude who every week sends you a new trade offer. And it's like, do you think I'm effing dumb? You do this all the time. You just spam people with trade offers, and you just hope that one nincompoop out there hits the accept button.
Are you doing it and just says, fine, stop sending me
like
these.
Like they're making nonstop lowball offers where JJ is saying that it's like conditional six being thrown out there for good players.
Are you even trying to do if you're the Steelers? Like, annoy other teams?
No, this is what gets filed under the umbrella of due diligence. This is what good GMs do. They call and they hope that P.T. Barnum's phrase was right and a sucker was born every minute or every day or whatever it is. And there's just some boneheaded GM who's like, you know what? Yeah, I'd rather have the bad draft pick than the player right now. And maybe maybe their thought is, it's like the art of a deal. I make a bad offer. He comes back with a counter offer. Eventually, we get close to a deal. Like, the opening offer is not best offer.
But it's just to get a conversation started.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like anything is anywhere close to imminent. I do know that the trade thing seems to match up with their lack of interest in free agents. Because I don't know if you saw this, Malzy, but Keenan Allen was on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok. I thought for a minute TikTok was banned in the United States.
Well, apparently you've had an eye on China, so it would make sense to me that you weren't on TikTok.
And he went on TikTok and said, I've got respect for Aaron Rodgers, but no, the Steelers isn't happening. So,
throw that one out. Cross I'm surprised Alan Lazard hasn't made his way
here. Alan Lazard.
Yep. Well, wait a minute, aren't you? Kidding aside, I'm not really kidding. I'm surprised he's not already on the roster, man. I'm surprised they haven't just swung one of those conditional late pick deals because he's still technically on the Jets.
Or a Romeo Doubs, like somebody that is an Aaron Rodgers.
He makes me nervous.
Security blanket.
I saw something about him that makes me nervous. Drops the ball a ton.
Yeah.
Romeo Doubs does. Yeah, that would be a. I don't think that would be a shades of Dante Moncrief.
And what does Alan Lazard do exactly that gives you warmer and fuzzier feelings?
Okay. I've been bringing him up like half laughing because we just know wherever Aaron Rodgers goes, Lazard seems to follow.
Like this tracks with also something Crowley said about how they've reached out to the Saints about Olave. The Saints are not a good football team, and probably have designs on losing this year, because maybe that's the one team that could coax Arch Manning into declaring for the draft after this season, because he's a New Orleans kid, and obviously that's his grandfather's franchise.
Although, knowing what happened to Archie, his grandfather there, he might be like, screw you guys, absolutely not.
Good point. And also, like, the way that things went down with Eli, where they, hey, let's make
nudge
sure
you
our
to,
kid...
Yeah, somewhere we want you to go.
Sure. So, you know, maybe... I was saying that, though, to set up the idea that it would make sense to me. The Saints, with the Derek Carr news, seem like they are ticketed to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, and Omar Khan calling up the team, by the way, that he used to work for, and saying, hey, you guys don't seem serious about winning this year. Olave's had a ton of injuries. Why don't you try to move him now for, like, a fifth-round pick?
Well, they're
and
in,
getting
they're in
shot
cap,
down.
They're in cap hell, too. Just in
they're always in cap hell.
No team has done – no GM has done a worse job butchering the cap than Mickey Loomis.
But they always seem to, like, put a – like a – They so Steelers are high-end mediocrity. Saints are low-end. Steelers are perpetually 9-8. The Saints are perpetually 8-9 every year.
I feel like the Saints are finally going to...
Every single year. I agree with you.
They've kicked that can down the road to no avail, and I think this year is the time they finally run into a wall and they can't kick that can anymore. I mean, if I were them, I would be selling off assets for the best I could get for them and stripping the thing down to parts, but who knows? I mean...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Steelers, it sounds like, are like making overtures for guys like Olave like two rounds too late in terms of...
I would guess that because McLaurin didn't show up for minicamp and it's mandatory that Omar called about him, too, and just said, hey,
how's it going?
This guy seems pissed off.
But Washington,
we'll take a problem off your hands for a fourth-round pick.
I think Washington is so much more inclined, though, to keep him because McLaurin does not have the rep as, like, a big diva. I know contract stuff's different. They're trying to win now.
Yes.
They do not want to – they don't need a fourth-round draft pick. Oh my God.
What
is coming out here now?
What are these called, sir?
Puchkis, we have
these. Oh, that's a Polish delicacy right there.
Yes. Can you spell Puchki? Pony, can you spell it?
I can't because the name always has like a letter that doesn't look like it's part of our alphabet.
P-A-C-C-K-I.
See, I would have added an S in there, but I'm Polish. P-A-C.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, these are, there's all sorts of treats.
I'd love a water, sir.
Yeah, water would be awesome.
Thank you so much.
This is unbelievable.
Too early for
here.
Us to start drinking, and I have a long drive home. Anyways.
Man, I'm going to go after the sugar here in a second, too. I'm going to fall victim to the sugar. No, if they're lowballing, like, you say it's like due diligence on Omar's part, just how serious are they about any of this,
Thank
man?
You. Thanks. Well, I think it's a lot like probably what happened last year. I think they want everything done on their terms and at their price. And they feel, we just heard, you know, the Azani talking up of Calvin Austin. I think they feel like they could win games with those guys, but they could afford to do better. But if it's not done on their terms, they'll go with what they've got.
It's just such misplaced arrogance. You think you can win games with Metcalf and just a bunch of, I think, wide receiver 3 and 4 types? Really? That's what they think. Like, I just, have they watched their own tape from the last couple of years? Have they actually watched themselves play offense? Who other than a delusional team and a delusional set of coaches would look at what they've put out there on the field and say, oh, yeah. I mean, if we don't, we'd like to get a deal done, but if we don't, we're good, don't worry. I wouldn't look at what they've done and say that. I think that'd be the furthest thing from what I'd be inclined to say, Pony.
The reports from Cowboys camp, and it's mini camp, is that George Pickens has his head screwed on straight.
Yeah, okay.
And has literally been unguardable there.
Okay. I mean, I have almost nothing to add to that except wake me up when he gets missed by Prescott.
I know. There are some scenarios out there with ex-Steelers this year where the franchise could look either really smart or really stupid.
George,
Kenny, and Fields.
Well, the Kenny thing doesn't look like they're going to look really stupid because, man, I've heard people saying...
He's going to start, though, they're saying.
I know, but I've also heard the same people who are reporting stuff like that say he looks like the worst player
all right,
of that bunch.
I'll throw in a fourth name then along those lines. How about Sanders? What if Sanders gets the job there and
then he'd make no one would say he made the Steelers look stupid.
Why?
He makes the whole NFL look stupid. It's the Tom Brady bit again.
I don't agree with that. I don't think that's right. Because even though Sanders was not like viewed universally as a top 20 guy or like a top 10 guy, he was by even the people that had low grades on him a second round player. That went in the fifth round. And, yeah, like 31 other teams didn't draft him. And the Browns drafted another quarterback ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't 31 teams that needed a quarterback in this draft. There were probably five, and the Steelers passed on him multiple times.
I mean, do you look at, like, when Randy Moss's story gets told that the Cowboys are specifically the team that looks the dumbest for passing on him because everyone connected them to him and then they didn't pick him and he had a crazy game against them?
I don't know how much I, like, think about that because, like, Randy Moss is not – I mean, he was an all-time great player, but he's not a quarterback that delivered championships to a team.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think the Browns wear it that they pick Kellen Winslow over Ben?
Sure, that one they do, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just – I don't know. I would not personally look at that and be like, wow, they really missed the boat. I'd say he surprised a lot of people or he just went to work and kudos to him. I wouldn't look at that as the Steelers looking dumb. I'm surprised you didn't lump old Russell Wilson in there, Pony, just for old time's sake.
Because I have no –
What about Najee? Could he make them look dumb? Not really because his team drafted a running back anyway after they
– Well, I guess I did forget those two guys. But they're
making them look dumb would be like the literal story of the year in the NFL.
The reason why I said the other two quarterbacks is because they're still young enough where if somehow a light bulb went on.
They're going to be 10-year players at the position.
Right.
No, I get that part.
And Pickens has the talent to be a great wide receiver but can never figure it out.
I think the combustibility there will show up sooner rather than later.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.